Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? We have a special episode of the podcast today, stepping out of our comfort zone, trying something new. We partnered with 23andMe to kind of get some information on my health. You guys know I play a lot of sports. I'm very active. I like to think of myself as a weekend warrior. And you really have to know what your body's about and know your background and what you're made of and where you come from if you want to optimize fully your body and your health as you age out of your 20s and 30s and get into, I'm leery to even say middle age, but you guys know we do a lot of sports gambling on the podcast, obviously, and the most valuable commodity you can have is information. I talk all the time on the podcast about how, you know, you're looking at injury reports, you're looking at weather reports, everything throughout the week, every day, and the lines are moving, and you got to jump on it and take advantage to get the best number. And you can't just make decisions all willy-nilly if you want to be successful at gambling without getting all the information. And I feel like the same is true for my health. And you guys know, listen, I am trying to live my best dad life playing tennis. I joined a tennis ladder, won my first match, which was nice. I played in a basketball league in the summer, won a championship, little humble brag flex for you right there. I've played in some more soccer tournaments in the last 3 years than I had, in the last 20. I did play competitive sports growing up, and I think I've talked about it a little bit on the podcast. So as I was growing up, I was like a pretty good youth athlete, more soccer than anything, because I had the speed and kind of the will and the desire to just want to get to the ball and race up ahead and score. And soccer was my best sport. I loved basketball the most. My parents would not let me play football for understandable reasons, you know, concern over injuries and what have you. And I realized pretty quickly soccer was my best, so I did some club soccer. And I was pretty crushed as everybody started to mature and, you know, hit puberty. I was like a late bloomer. And you go to try out for the high school sports teams and you don't make the teams. And you're kind of stunned because you've been playing sports all these years growing up and excelling in some of them. I mean, I wish I had been a better basketball player, but what could I do? I was a small guy. I couldn't really, I didn't have the handle to be a point guard, and I was too small to be a shooting guard, but I loved hoops. So I kept playing and, you know, doing sports or what have you, but it was recreationally, and my parents knew I always had loved sports, and they could see that I was ticked that some of my friends made the team and I didn't. And so they were like, well, you still like sports. Why don't you, like, go work for the local newspaper? This was when newspapers mattered, way back when. And they were relevant. And so I like called up the local newspaper. It was like a weekly. And I was like, hey, you guys need me to do anything? And they're like, sure, you can come take calls for high school sports games. And that's kind of how my career got started in sports media. And, you know, went from the newspapers to college. And I majored in media arts and design, I think was the exact name. Local newspaper, got out, went to a newspaper, saw newspapers at that time were starting to crumble, pivoted to magazines, started a website, sold the website, get scooped up by Fox in 2016, and I come west. And I had played in some basketball leagues in New York, but I was never like a healthy eater. And so I was always like in shape because I would work out and run. I'll never forget me and my wife moved, well, girlfriend at the time, moved to Brooklyn. And we were close enough to the Brooklyn Bridge that Saturday mornings, we would wake up, go to the gym, and then after the gym, she would head home and I'd run across the Brooklyn Bridge and back. And it was just incredible. You know, the weather's amazing, and I wanted to be healthy. Again, the diet was always an issue for me, and you can only go so far when you're just doing one and not the other, right? And played in some basketball leagues in New York. Then we moved out to Pennsylvania, played in some basketball leagues. And I was basically a better athlete late into my, you know, 20s and 30s than I was as a kid because I'm just in better shape. And eventually, I did, you know, run a little track. Well, not track. I ran a couple races, like mile and 5K. And I started to realize my strength is in the short term, like a one-mile sprint, as opposed to a 5K, which I think is 6.2 or 3 miles, whatever it was. And all this is leading up to, you know, how do I optimize what I've got going, whatever that is? How do I optimize that, which enters 23andMe? And what they're able to do is provide like a deep dive into my health background, my traits, my wellness. And it can be a pretty instrumental factor in giving me an edge in staying fit and healthy as I age. And I hate using the word as I age because I still feel like I'm in my 20s. Like I can guard young guys playing pickup basketball. I can outrun guys in soccer on the field. You know, like I come west and it's weird because everybody's in ridiculously good shape out here in California. You know, I'm not going to say I got into all the hippy-dippy avocado toast stuff. I've dabbled. But by and large, diet has been my big weakness. And in 23andMe, you're able to dive into your health and wellness to a level that I just couldn't get researching myself online.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
And one of the things in terms of the in-depth profile 23andMe provided was, you know, they do look at genetic muscle composition. And I know that's going to sound like a weird phrase to some people, but once you do the 23andMe deep dive and you look at it, you're like, holy cow. And of course, at the same time, I start telling my parents and siblings, my brother, that, yeah, I'm doing 23andMe. And obviously, I'm sure you guys know my background is mixed. My mom and dad come from the Caribbean. Long story short, my mom's from Guyana in South America. And so she's mixed with mostly Indian, but a bunch of other stuff. And then my dad is from a tiny island, Dominica, in the Caribbean. It's not one of these built-up tourist traps, if you will, in the Caribbean. It's one of the greener spots in the Caribbean. They don't have a lot of cruise ships pulling up. Pretty cool island that I've never been to, actually. My dad's told me a lot about it. And given that background, you know, my brother and I growing up, we were like, well, we kind of hang out with a lot of my mom's family. We called them Indian jams. And then, of course, you know, we had other stuff in us. So 23andMe is able to give us the detailed background. Hey, you are this percent Indian and this percent African-American and this percent European. And it's a pretty cool breakdown. And that's like the starter for knowing your background. But when it comes to the health and wellness, like you can't really get that until you jump into 23andMe. And when I told my dad that I looked into it, I'm like, hey, I've got this weird muscle composition. It's actually pretty good for athletes. He's like, well, yeah, you know about your grandfather. And of course, I knew a little bit about it, but you know, it's not like Dominica and Guyana are similar to America where you can just look back at several generations fairly easily and it's documented. This is the Caribbean. Different speed. So it turns out my dad puts me onto a book which is written about soccer in Dominica and generally the islands over there. And it turns out my grandfather was like a amazing soccer player in a book that chronicles the history of soccer in Dominica and largely the Caribbean. It talks about my grandfather being like one of the best scoring forwards of his generation back in like the 1920s. And one of his siblings was also on the team and just incredible. And so after going into 23andMe, I go into, you know, my dad with this and he sends me the book and it's like just kind of mind-blowing stuff. Like, wow, this is kind of where, you know, I like to find out where I came from. And I don't know if a lot of you guys have that. I know some friends I've talked to, you know, they look into their parents' background and their parents' parents and just the idea as you get older. Now there's probably some 20-year-olds thinking about this like, I don't know. I don't really care about where I came from because, you know, when you're in your 20s, you're living for the now. When you get a little older, you get some perspective and want to maybe look back a little more. And just knowing that, you know, my grandfather was an awesome soccer player kind of spurred me and that actually had me bring it to my kids and say, guys, just so you know, your dad's not some whack job who just talks about sports on TV and on podcasts. He likes to play sports. And oh, by the way, where do I get this from? Because my parents, you know, they came to America mostly the 50s and 60s, and they were not huge sports fans. They were more into cricket, which is not an American sport. And how does Jason end up loving sports and talking about NBA all the time and NFL constantly? Well, sports are clearly in my background. And playing sports, obviously, more than talking about on television or whatever, but you're able to look into, thanks to 23andMe, your entire health background, which is actually pretty cool because, you know, it can help me. Now, I don't know that it's going to help everybody, but it can help you kind of focus and, to an extent, play to some of your strengths. But that's just like one aspect of it. And I talked about diet being like a major issue for me. I'm definitely the kind of guy who, at dinner, will slow play the main course because I need to save room for dessert. Whether it's churros, I'm not huge on ice cream, but whether it's churros, like chocolate lava cake, donuts, all that stuff, I just love it. And eventually I go into 23andMe and I'm looking and I'm like, well, wait a minute, all the sugar, geez, am I eating right? And you figure out you're not really eating right. And then it's like, oh, wait, I am predisposed for one variant of chronic kidney disease, which is a little bit scary. But then you read it and say, well, you're not really in trouble unless there are two variants detected. So not that I'm in the clear, but it actually got me thinking more about my diet. For a while there, I had totally cut out caffeine. 23andMe has whether or not I'm likely to be, a large caffeine user or not. I promise you this. I never had a first cup of Starbucks until I was like, I don't know, maybe like 28, 30 years old. Just never been a coffee guy. My parents, obviously I mentioned their background, tea was a big factor for them. So I had been like a tea drinker, but not regularly or anything. And then I started to try coffee and got into it. And then 23andMe has a coffee breakdown. Whether or not that's something that you can kind of get into, I don't know. You'll have to try it on your own. But I also looked at the aspect of sleep. Now, I don't know about you guys, but as someone who is on a screen a lot, unfortunately, and constantly busy, two young kids, we now have a dog, you're juggling a lot of stuff. And sleep for me has been a massive issue, especially, you know, in the last like 15 years. It's just, you know, it's just a lot going on. And falling asleep, not a problem. Staying asleep is a struggle. And, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, damn, I got to do this, that, and the other tomorrow. Should I open my phone and put this in a note so I remind myself? But if you look at the phone, you know it's game over. You can't really go back to sleep for a while. And they have a section called sleep quality in 23andMe that says that I am less likely to be a deep sleeper. So part of me thought it was me. It was my issue that I just could not stay asleep. Well, 23andMe kind of cleared that up a little bit, just a little. No fully definitive 1,000%, but it's pretty clear that this is like a problem that's kind of genetic. Not, I don't want to say a problem. That might be too strong. But this is something genetic in me that I'm just going to have to deal with. And, you know, 23andMe has a section on sleep, which is kind of cool. They have a wellness section on gaining weight. Fortunately, I'm predisposed to weigh about average, which is always nice to hear. And I got to say, it was just a great experience to be able to dive into the health and wellness and kind of help me try to be the best version of me that I can from a health perspective. You guys already know I'm going to be prepared for sports and to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and Tom Brady and the crumbling Bucks and can LeBron win one more title than the Lakers. I'm going to be able to do all the homework on that. But to do the homework on my health and background and wellness, I needed 23andMe. So it kind of was an invaluable tool that helped me diet, exercise, sleep. It was really an outstanding decision. And I think if you guys are interested in trying to be the best you, I would give the recommendation to 23andMe.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.